countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
But first, earlier this week, I visited the farm of Philip Crowe in Ballinia in County Cavan. As Vice President of the Irish Limousin Cattle Society, Philip is very worried about the impact of COVID and Brexit on pedigree sales. And when I arrived at the farm, we went for a stroll through the yard and I got to meet the youngest calf in the herd and her mother.
That's the cow is Umbre Marty, first calf and heifer, and the calf is Sophie.
The calf is nicely snuggled into the hay.
Yeah, she's very comfortable with her belly full of milk, Marty. As you can see yourself, you can see the bag of milk the heifer has.
And tell me about your calf. How old is your calf now?
The calf is 2 weeks old, Marty.
2 weeks old.
I'll put it up for you, Marty.
Do it. Oh, look at that. Oh my gosh. She is tall and she's dark brown and I presume the heifer would be quite protective.
Yeah, she's protective, Marty, for the first few weeks, definitely. We came up one morning, the calf was up and sucking, so we haven't had to get involved at all.
I'm glad I'm wearing the Wellingtons, Philip.
I'm glad you don't have the camera with you, Marty.
Oh no, the pictures would be fantastic here. Now, tell me about where we're going now.
This is an example of a young Limousin bull ready to go to service in a suckler herd. So this is an Irish bred bull out of a homebred heifer here. You can see the typical Limousin, nice shape, nice length, good legs, just good beefy animal.
What attracted you to the Limousin in the first place?
We have had pedigree cattle here for 40 years. Mm. We tried different breeds. You know, never were that successful with them. Originally, I bought two Limousin of an old breeder who's now passed away, Dermot Keelhan from Drogheda, County Loud. And I was amazed. I bought the two heifers, come out one morning, calves on the ground, upsucking, hardy. I couldn't believe the calves, so fine. I said, these aren't going to make cattle. In 2 weeks' time, muscled up. And I said, there's something in this. Mm. And since then, like I go to France twice per year. I'm very enthusiastic with the Limousin breed. And yeah, they definitely have a part to play in Irish beef production, that's for sure.
I know people who go to shows, Limousin shows. There's a neighbour of mine, Mick Sexton, I'm sure you know him, and I know he's big into the Limousin as well. Has your life changed as a result of the COVID-19?
Myself personally, Marty, I never was a great man for showing pedigree cattle. I just haven't time, but definitely used to like to go off of a Sunday, go to local shows, Arva, Virginia, Longford, Shirley, for the family for the day. Like, it is a big void for a lot of breeders, a lot of country folk, no doubt about it. And ourselves as a breed, we have 3 premier sales a year to sell the elite of the breed. Now, on the 13th of March, we have our first spring sale, our premier sale in Elphin. 92 Limousin bulls going to it. There's maternal, terminal and easy calving bulls there, so there's bulls for everybody. Again, like, we're working every day through guidelines and regulations to try and get as many people in as we can to see the bulls, because at the end of the day, when a farmer buys a bull, it's not like buying a couple of calves, or it's half his herd the following year. He needs to see the bull. He needs to get studying his figures. Even to see the breeders, to have confidence in somebody's stock, it's important that farmers can get into these sales for half an hour and get looking at the bulls at least. So this is the stuff we're working on all the time to try and make it easier for farmers to see the bulls.
Is that the greatest difficulty at the moment, seeing the bulls?
Seeing the bulls, Marty, yeah. Really, the department would be happier with online, but I don't know how you buy a... Here's a lick for you now, Marty, coming.
Well, I got a beautiful kiss on my headphones here.
Yeah, that's the docility. We're breeding for that. And it's funny, Marty, when you go back to this heifer. This heifer is by Fainant. And Fainant was brought in 30 years ago. He's a really old bull because of his exceptional docility. Mm. You know, at a time when the breed wasn't as docile. But now you can see they're all the same. They're all very quiet.
They're lovely, absolutely. Hello, powerful Margie. Okay, Philip, where else are we going?
I'm going to go over and have a look at Chantel, Liscairn Chantel Marty. She's the oldest cow we have here now at 15.
She looks fantastic.
She is by an English bull, Hulk of Hercules. He's an easy calving, good milky daughters and meaty. She's back in calf. She has a bull calf at foot. And he's actually one of the highest index calves in the country that's sucking her at the moment. So, yeah, she's a good cow.
What would be the normal life expectancy for Chantel?
Listen, with lemmas and Marty, pedigree lemmas and cows, it's quite regular to have them 15 years and more.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you ever sell Chantel?
Chantel at the moment wouldn't be worth too much, Marty, I'd say, but she's worth a lot to me.
Explain that to me.
You know, she's always been a wee bit of a divil of a cow. She was fond of my lawn there for a few years when the rest of the cows were grazing. She was slinking into the lawn. But this cow, you know when a cow is on heat, Marty, they start jumping on each other. It's, you know, you see it, but yeah. This cow could be on her own, you'd know she's on heat. She's so exceptionally fertile. Usually they say if you get a calf every year, Chantel, when she's a young cow, under 10, she's having a calf every 10 and a half, 11 months.
So you wouldn't sell Chantel at all, despite she being a bit of a devil?
No, I won't.
And Chantel, I think, has gone into her bed.
She is. She's going for a rest. She deserves it, I think, Marty.
We're in County Cavan, so we're not that far away, I suppose, from the border. Talk to me about Brexit. Has that had any impact on you and others?
It has, Marty. You know, for the last 10 or 15 years, the Lemmazin breed, through our premier sales mostly, have increased the amount of bulls going from these sales to the UK. And like, it was something that was growing. But then we come to the sale now in Elphin and we're told that there's a new rule in because of Brexit. It's a 40-day residency rule. So that means once I bring a bull to Elphin, that residency is broken. He's only one day in Elphin. If a UK man buys him, he has to come back to my farm for 40 days.
Oh my gosh.
You know, there's so many issues around it. I have to get him retested. Will he pass his test? Will he get hurt? Will the British breeder wait 40 days? Like, does he need the bull in a week? Mm. You know, with COVID and Brexit together, it's leaving for difficult trading conditions for Elphin. Mm.
And what is the solution to that, Philip? Because you are where you are now.
We are where we are. So we're going to try and run Elphin as best we can within the guidelines. We hope that the British breeders will buy the cattle. We will bring them home for them and mine them as well as we can and try and get them out in 40 days. But we'd hope that the Irish, the Minister for Agriculture and, you know, the other people involved in agriculture in Ireland at a higher level would try and sort out this 40-day rule, like, because they are pedigree cattle. All the bulls going to that sale in Elphin that morning, it's not just a mishmash of all different types of disease levels. They're all high health. So we had hoped that they would sort something because of the high health status, but it doesn't seem to be the case.
It upsets you, though.
Yeah, it's, you know, because pedigree breeding, although the cattle make more money, there is a lot of expenses. And if the breeders can't get their bulls sold, it's hard on breeders. It's discouraging.
And that is Philip Crowe there ending my report. And indeed, thanks to the Crowes for the very warm welcome. I had a lovely time in Ballinia in County Cavan. That limousine pedigree sale takes place in Elphin Mart on March 13th. And you can contact the Mart in advance if you want to inspect the bulls. Loads of texts, by the way, coming in already. Marty, limousines are nice, but oh, wow, you should see and meet the Albrechts. Strong, healthy, docile, puts all others to shame. So says Rose. So the battle of the breeders is already starting here live on RT Radio 1 and countrywide.